Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Well, this is Donna Sebo, and we are going to have some fun this afternoon. Do you like to save money? Do you like to shop till you drop? Now, you guys that listen to this show are probably going to groan when you hear that and say, not me. But let me tell you, my guest that I have with me this afternoon has put together a book called Half Price Living, Secrets to Living Well on One Income. But I'll tell you what, it saves money all across the board. I want to welcome Ellie Kay to my show, who is America's family financial expert. Hi, Ellie Kay.
Hi, great to be with you today.
Well, I think it's just a delight. I always like to save money because that gives me more money to spend on whatever it is I want to spend it on.
Oh, absolutely. That's a good attitude.
And you are quite a gal because you've had a number of books that you've published. You're a best-selling author. You're also the founder of Shop, Save, and Share seminars. Now, before you got involved with being knowledgeable about how to save money, you worked for many years as a broker. You had columns in Lilly Magazine, Military Money, Military Spouse, Today's Christian Woman, Home Life, and Shine. You are an international radio commentator for Money Matters. You've been on CNBC's Power Lunch and CNN's The Flip Side. You have been a spokesperson and consumer educator for financial corporations. There's just a number of them that you have been involved with. You are a woman that obviously has a passionate interest in money, and it's from a whole different perspective. It's making money work for you in an efficient way. Why was it that this became a passion of yours? What were the buttons that were pushed inside of you to activate this?
Well, I think that I was a born saver. I came 6 weeks early, born on December 28th, just in time to give my dad another income tax deduction. So I really was born saving money. And, you know, I remember when I was 7 years old, that's when I had my first business, and it was a handshaking business. I got this buzzer in a box of cereal, and I charged my classmates to shake their hands and get buzzed.
Well, now you've got to tell us how much you charged for that buzz.
Well, it was 5 cents for girls, and it was 15 cents for boys.
Makes sense to me.
But you know what was fun? You know, you talk about igniting the passion, and that is I earned $10 doing that in the first 2 weeks of my business. And it really just, you know, something clicked inside me that I enjoyed this. And then my mom said, you know, a dollar of that, you know, 10% of that is something that you could share with other people. So, you know, so that when you make money, you can also share money. And so I did that. I gave away that dollar to these little children in a third world country. And from that point on, I started sending a dollar a month to help support children in third world countries. And so, you know, I learned that the sweetest dollar I made was the one that I could give away. And so I show people how to do that, how to save so that they can help their own families, but they can help some other people too.
You, on the cover of your book, make the statement, living well on one income. Now, after World War II, well, actually prior to World War II, after World War II, many families did live on one income. The standardized model for a family was that mom stayed at home, the Donna Reed style.
Right.
And dad would go to work, and you had 2 point whatever it was kids. I always loved that point something kids. I could never figure that one out. I wondered what genius came up with that percentage. But anyway, this is something that was standard. Now, unknown to a lot of people, and that wasn't really promoted, there were still a lot of dual family incomes, because lots of times the men couldn't make all that much money. The women had to work at jobs that typically were menial because there were not many jobs available until World War II, and that created a tremendous change. And women started entering the workforce more enthusiastically, I'd say in the 60s, correct me if I'm wrong, and then it's been that way ever since. There's very few families where the parents are not working. And you are approaching this from a side of, it doesn't have to be two incomes. You can live well on one income. Why is that so important?
Well, it basically came from some research we were doing, and before I even thought about writing this book, we stumbled on some research, and it just kept bothering me when I had read these numbers. And what the research was that we went to a site called clubmom.com. We were studying moms and working moms in particular, and they were polled, and they were asked, if you could stay at home with your children, if you could live on one income, would you do it? Is that something you even want to do? And an overwhelming 89% of those moms said, yes, if we could afford it, we would do it. And so what I wanted to do was, I'm not approaching the argument of a mom should not work, a mom should work. You know, I believe that every family is unique and they should do what works best for their family. But what I wanted to do was give these moms an option. It's like they had no option. It's like they had no choice. They were forced into a working mom role that they did not particularly want to accept.
All right. Now, you said you've become a master at saving money. You found that in becoming a master at saving money, you could have fun doing it. You didn't have to feed the family garbanzo beans every day, which I think the neighbors probably appreciated. You didn't have to feel deprived. You didn't have to wear holy underwear, which is always a good thing. Remember, Mother always says you never want to be caught with ugly underwear, which you have to be taken to the hospital. You had a half-priced life. You lived well. You got a dog. And you said, and he's eating my first edition copy to Kill a Mockingbird, and I've got to go, but I really don't like the dog. Anyway, I just think that was so cool. And you talk about yourself, how you, when you got married, you got pregnant within a short period of time, and you said the babies rolled down the delivery ramp over and over and over again until we were supporting 7 kiddos.
Right.
And just seeing the number 7, you know, having them lined up like the, you know, the, I forget who it was, something, the 5 pennies, you know, but you had 7 pennies. You didn't
right.
have 5.
Right.
That is a lot. I know members of my own family that had 5 children and how they struggled to survive.
Right.
And you had 7. How can you say that's fun?
Well, I did say it's fun all the time. I said that it's fun sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we had 5 babies in 7 years. We had them right away. And then I have the 2 stepdaughters, so that's what made up our 7. And we supported all of those children. So I had to become creative. And so I took all that business background that served me well as a broker. And I have a business major, of course, also in college. And I took all of those resources, and I focused them exclusively on the idea of living on one income, so that I could stay home with the children, and because we were moving so frequently, I wanted to give them some stability. And so that's what we did in our family, and it worked for us, and we came up with some fabulous ideas in the process.
All right. Let's talk about the compensation of women staying at home, first of all. Many women say, if I had to stay home, I'd go start raising bananas. They have not been able to see how that could work for them. We have a whole different mindset than
right.
was present many years ago. How can a woman feel compensated for staying at home?
Well, I think that when she is staying at home full-time, you know, first of all, it has to be a decision, and there has to be, I mean, there doesn't have to be this overwhelming passion to just stay home and change diapers and no longer practice law. I mean, it's not as if it has to be something like that. But she has to have a basic desire to want to try to make this work. I think that if that doesn't exist, then there's really no point in it. So she has to have some basic kind of desire. And then what happens is that she can make her own life at home. And some of the moms that we interviewed for this book were just incredibly fascinating. Some of them used that opportunity. They had always wanted to become entrepreneurs and launch their own business. And several of these moms did it, and they launched very successful businesses. Some of them are even earning 6 figures, and they wouldn't have done that had they never chosen to pursue the whole idea of staying home. And so I think it's kind of what you make of it. And one of the things that I've done in this book is to show people that they could launch their own home-based business, and I've devoted an entire chapter to that. As a matter of fact, if your listeners want to email me, I will send them, if they'll mention that they heard it on Donna Sebo's show, that I will mail them that chapter just gratis, and it's called Homemade Business, so it talks about that. But that's what moms have to do. They have to refocus, they have to have a paradigm shift, and they have to see all the kind of value that there is in staying at home. If it's not launching your own business, then it's not missing the first steps or the first words that your children speak and being with them during those formative years. And so I think that moms are finding that there is far more satisfaction in this than they could have thought possible.
Many women, just as you said, are choosing to become entrepreneurs. In fact, 51%+ of new businesses are being started by women. So your point is well taken, and I think that is a very good idea, and we will be giving out Ellie's email so that if you want to get a copy for free of one of the chapters of her book about how to be a home entrepreneur, she's going to be happy to send that to you. So stay tuned because you're going to be able to get that. A very important factor that you bring out is crunching the numbers, because daycare is not inexpensive. I bless those people that are able to do it because they are providing a tremendous service. But a lot of women that are working, they do not have things at the office or an environment at the office where daycare is provided. It just has not been something that has caught on. But when you have that expense, plus the driving to and from and all the other variables, that can literally eat up the income she's bringing in. Talk to us a bit about the cost of secondary income.
One of the very first things that I encourage people to do, if they're considering the whole idea and they're exploring the possibility of living on one income, is to fill out the Working Mom Worksheet. Now, this is available online. You can go to crown.org under their tools, and you can find this assessment. And what we've done in this section is to have to challenge families to crunch the numbers. Now, I first did this actually on a reality-based television show on the Lifetime Network called Simplify Your Life. And we started crunching the numbers. Now, this working mom who wanted to stay home, and her husband said, no, we can't afford it, and she was really wanting to, she had her own mother taking care of her children. And so she didn't even pay for child care. But once we started adding in the additional insurance, it actually costs more to insure your vehicle if you're driving to and from work than if you're a full-time stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, we started factoring in the wardrobes, the lunches that are eaten out, the professional maintenance, whether it's hair or nails or whatever, for that professional environment, the meals that mom gets for dinner for everyone instead of cooking at home, which saves a lot of money to cook at home, but because she's too tired to cook. So we start to add in all these hidden variables, and what we showed on camera with this one dear lady was the fact that she was making 50 cents an hour, and her mm-hmm. jaw dropped down to the floor. She could not believe it, and that's what we're finding, is that when you actually sit down and crunch the numbers, you really may not be making as much as you think that you are, not to mention the whole idea that a second income could actually put you in a higher tax bracket. Now, when you have factor that in, whoa. I mean, you may be losing money by working in some cases.
So, again, looking at something that's more like a home-based business, not everybody's cut out for that, but there are many ways of doing what you need to do. And this is not saying that all women should just, that's all they should do is stay at home. That's not what we're talking about.
No.
What we're talking about is being aware that you have a choice.
Right.
And if you want to go on with your education, if you want to be active in your community, if there are things that you want to do, there are ways of making evaluations so that you can accomplish what you want. Now, you may need to really think about how you want to do this. And let's talk about two areas that are very significant. One, if you have, like you said, seven little ponies, like you did, that you've got to keep close, and they're all growing, and they're changing in size, et cetera, I want to address that. I also want to address grocery shopping. Because I'll share something with you. Here, and I'm in the Pacific Northwest, when the Boeing company goes into a slump, and they have been here for years, and they were primary support and are to a great degree of the economy in the state of Washington, when they would go into a slump and have massive layoffs, it was amazing how all the grocery stores in town changed their MO within just a couple of days. Sale signs went up on spaghetti, hamburger, tomato sauce, anything and everything that could be purchased cheaply. And I'll never forget one year when I was in there. I said, well, what's happened to this, this, and this? And they said, oh, haven't you heard? There's a massive layoff that's going to be occurring. We're getting rid of all of our high-priced items in the deli, et cetera, because these people that normally would buy it they're not going to have the money to buy it.
Mm, right.
So you have to go into a different mode of thinking and operation. And having had to go through that in my life, it's never fun. And when someone has a large family like you had, you have a one income. You're going to be shifting your thinking. You're not going to be going out for burgers and fries. You're going to have to look at innovative ways. So let's talk about food, because that is something for many people. If ever they've had tough times, food, shelter, transportation, and a job have always been the four components they've looked at. And clothing. I should put clothing in there, number five. So let's take a look at food. How can you shop, save money, and come out ahead?
I think that the key to saving money in the grocery store, and by the way, I regularly save 50 to 85% in the grocery store, even now. When my husband and I first got married, you mentioned that we had all those children that were coming along, but we also had $40,000 worth of consumer debt that we had to dig out of on one income.
Ouch.
And so when we first got married, we had to coupon. I mean, if we wanted to buy groceries, we had to do coupon shopping and really strategize to do it well. Now we don't have to anymore, thankfully, and yet I do it as a hobby because I'm making $200 an hour by couponing. So the key to that, to saving money in the grocery store, is to being organized. And so I recommend that people organize their coupons alphabetically, and it doesn't take as much time as you might think. You can do it while watching a movie at night with the kids and clip coupons at the same time and organize them, or have your children help you even. But the key then, beyond getting organized, is to knowing the layering available. That's what I call it. I call savings layers. And that is because it used to be that if you buy something on sale, that was really great. Well, that's not enough these days. You buy something on sale, and then you use a coupon on that sale item, and then if you can, you go to a double coupon store, so then that's doubled, and that's a third savings factor. And by the way, if you go to my website at lek.com, it will link you into, on the links page, to every double coupon store in America so that you can find a double coupon store near you. And so then you have that third savings factors. And then some other things that are being offered in the grocery store right now is that if you buy two of a particular item, then you'll get cash off your next shopping trip. So that's another savings factor. And so when you start to combine all of these, then you're going to find that you're getting a lot of things for absolutely free or even for pennies.
Now, I like something that you say. There's unadvertised sales and clearances. You say as many as, well, as much as 50% of a week's sales are not advertised.
Right.
And so you say take time. Now, if you're a working woman, if you're just not going to have a lot of time to spend in the store.
Right.
And I know I've been guilty of this. I'll just say, oh, I just want to pick up something quickly, and I don't think about shopping. And one way to save money is try to have your list and maybe go to the store once a week. Not every day. Gasoline is going up in price. We're already at $3.50 here in the Pacific Northwest, and I don't know what it is for any of my listeners in any other part of the country, but when you start taking those trips to the store, you're going to find your gasoline bill is going to be doubling on you. So
right.
There's another factor if you're really on a limited budget.
Right, and so you're right. A list really helps. It can help you get in and out of the store quickly. If you're organized, then you're going to pull your coupons at home, add them to your list, so that you can even use that savings factor as well. Now, you bring up an excellent point about the cost of gas and who wants to drive around to all the different grocery stores in town saving money on all the advertised specials. Well, there's another savings area that you can do. It's called price comping. And what that is you go to a store, a grocery store, where they advertise that they honor all competitors' ads. And so these competitors' ads are usually loss leaders. That means that the Yoplait yogurt that's on sale for 30 cents instead of 89 cents, that they're losing money on that. It's a loss leader. So all of these loss leader items, you can take all those sale ads into one place and shop at only one place and get the benefit of every single sale that's available in your area. And one of the stores I know for sure that's nationwide that does this is the Super Walmarts. They will honor all competitors' ads. You just bring in the ads, and you can do that. You save time, you save gas, and you save money.
Let's talk about clothes. I don't know of anyone that doesn't want to look nice. You've got a lot of options. I know of a woman who, as a professional educator, often works with people that are on very, very low incomes, and she wants to teach the children how to dress well, et cetera. She personally will take them to local thrift stores.
Right.
And they will have an excursion, and she'll say, you can always be clean, you can always have nice clothes, and you may not be shopping at Nordstrom's, but you're going to be still looking nice, but you have to learn how to shop. And so she teaches the children how to look for quality and what to see, what to observe. And she starts them off real young.
Right.
Now, a lot of people don't want to go into thrift stores. That's fine. So what are some of the options? And, of course, watching for sales is a great thing to do because you can get some fabulous bargains. I know I did.
Right.
I got a summer wardrobe this year for $150, and
great.
It was fabulous.
Great. That is wonderful.
So,
well, there's a lot of things that you can do to save money when it comes to grocery store. Let's just take when we're dressing our children. A lot of times when kids are young, if you make an investment type of purchase in clothing, then it's going to last for more than one child. So sometimes the cheapest item of clothing is not necessarily the best value, especially if you're looking at in terms of investment purchases. So as often as possible, when you have more than one child, even if they're different genders, try to consider this and buy unisex clothing, blue jeans that'll work for a little boy or a little girl, and shirts that are pretty unisex. You know, that kind of thing is just a real smart way to approach saving money. And then here's another really very easy tip, and that is even when you're shopping at a department store or the Nordstrom Rack, you said you don't shop at Nordstrom, why shop at the Rack? When you find an item that you want, and if there's, let's say there's makeup on the collar, you just take that over to the manager and you say, is this your best price for this? Look at this makeup here. This is damaged. And more often than not, they will take an additional 10, 15, even 20% in some cases off. And if the item's going to go on sale, then they may go ahead and give you the sale price in advance. I've had all of those things happen. And it's not really embarrassing. It really isn't. You just take the item over to a sales clerk and you say, look at this. You know, the button is missing here. Yes, there's these extra buttons attached, but I have to sew them on. So is this your best price for this? And, you know, even something like that in a regular department store can save, over the course of a year, hundreds if not thousands of dollars.
And I think just being aware that you can do this and you can keep your eyes open, it always is going to take some time. Now, one very big ticket item that I don't know of anyone that doesn't want to have it. We have a friend who went without an automobile for years because he said he needed to save his money, and he took a bus, and it was convenient for a while until he got a job. Where taking a bus just didn't make sense. He'd spend more time on the bus. It would cost him so much in time that it was just a negative. So he had to get a car. But he really shopped around. Let's talk about cars because that's necessary. Depending on where you live in the country or the world, it may not be necessary. Maybe if you live in a, you know, real warm climate, you can get along with a scooter. But for most of us here in the United States, a car is almost mandatory. At least it is in my part of the world, in the Pacific Northwest. I couldn't do half of what I do if I didn't have an automobile. So what can we do to get the best bargain on automobiles?
Well, I think that, you know, you need to decide if you're going to buy new or used, and there's some different guidelines for each of these. If you're going to buy used, make sure that you look that vehicle up on KBB.com. That's the Kelley Blue Book online. It will give you all kinds of prices there, everything from what retail price is to what wholesale price is to what you should charge if you're going to sell your vehicle yourself or if someone else is selling their vehicle and what you could buy it for. You have to be armed with the facts whenever you're going to just buy from another individual or if you're going to go buy from a dealership. And just be aware, too, that if you're buying a vehicle that was owned by a smoker, then it is going to be in not as good a shape as if it were owned by a non-smoker. And the reason for that is really kind of interesting. And that is because smoke will cause the glue in all the, you know, the seals and the around the upholstery and everything like that to devaluate the car. And they're not as strong as they were if they were owned by a non-smoker. So those are all things that are really important. And then, you know, I was looking to buy my husband for his 50th birthday a classic Corvette. And
ooh.
I took, yes, and so we had a mechanic because we have other cars that are mechanic services, and I took each of these, I had two different Corvettes that I was looking at. I took them each into the mechanic, and he was honest with me. I mean, I paid him $35 for a once-over, and he said, look, if you buy him this car, you're doing me more of a favor than you are him. So I think it's important to, even if it means paying $35 or up to $50 or even $70 to have somebody check it out, It may be worth its weight in gold in terms of the time and money that it takes to make sure that you're not buying a lemon. So those are all ideas on used cars. And then when it comes to new cars, just be sure that you negotiate three parts to that purchase separately. When you go in, they're going to ask if you have a trade. Negotiate the price on the car as if there were no trade, because there's this kind of bait and switch thing that goes on among dealerships. It's not illegal at all. It's just the way that they do it. They look at your old clunker. You think you'll be happy to get $1,000 for it. They say they'll give you $5,000 for it, and you're automatically a buyer. What you don't realize is that they're not really giving you $5,000 for the car. They're just discounting the retail price of the car less. And they're putting it all into the trade. So negotiate the price separate as if you had no trade. Then if you want a trade, then negotiate the price on the trade separately. You'll get a more accurate assessment of what you're really paying. And then the third thing is try to take care of the financing yourself. That's where they make the most money in dealership, is in the F&I office, the finance and insurance office. And you're usually going to do better if you secure your own loan. But if you do have to secure your financing there at the dealership, then do that third. Do not become a payment buyer that's just looking for that monthly payment. And if you do that, you're going to get the very best buy on a car.
And also, are there any websites that people can go to relative to checking on the history of cars?
Absolutely.
We had someone here in the Pacific Northwest that got on the news because they went and bought what they thought was a brand new, you know, was a very well taken care of used vehicle, and they found that it had been one of the floods here in the state of Washington just a few months ago.
Right.
And they were having problems with the car, and they did a check, and they found this out. Where could they go to find out about a car and its history?
They can go to DMV.org. And that is an excellent website where you will need the vehicle identification number. And it used to be free, but now they charge, I think it's around $20. But, oh, it is very much worth it. And you go to that site and enter the vehicle identification number. It will give you the complete history of that car as it comes up. And it's a great way to check out a used car.
Half price living. Trust me, this isn't just for the gals. You guys will be just as interested in it. If you want to really make your dollar stretch further, this is a must-read book. Ella Kay has been my guest. Ella Kay, you need to give us your website and your email so my listeners can take advantage of the opportunity you're offering.
Great. My website is ELLIEKAY.com. That's ELLIEKAY.com. I've got some great savings tips on my blog there, so be sure and check out how you can get half-price online savings. And then if you want that free chapter called Home-Based Business, then email us at assistant@LEK.com. That's A-S-S-I-S-T-A-N-T at LEK.com. And tell us that you heard us, that you heard me today on the Donna Seba Show.
Ellie, what words of wisdom would you like to leave with my listeners today as we close out our chat?
Well, I know that a lot of people are concerned today about the predicted recession. And a lot of people don't know how that's going to impact them. They may not be concerned about losing a house, but they may be concerned about their quality of life. I'm here to give encouragement to those people that if you start becoming a better spender and saver right now, and you just work on it in some very simple ways, then you're going to find that not only are you going to save money, you can actually help yourself get out of debt, and you can even recession-proof your life as you try saving money with simple strategies and spending wisely.
That's a great idea. And if you are employed by a company, use the automatic deduction plan. You don't miss what you don't have in your hand. Ella Kay, this has just been great. Thanks ever so much. Continued success to you with all of this background behind you. You definitely will have that. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thanks so much for having me on the show. It was a delight.
This is Donna Seba. We're getting ready to take a break. Now, don't go away. We've got a lot of good things to share with you today. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-T-A-P-P TitaFit.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at Tita.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Isn't it fun? I love to talk about money from a positive perspective because it is basically a medium of exchange. And I'll tell you something. There have been so many stores that have been putting on specials for clothing. I have been absolutely astonished. And I wasn't kidding when I said I bought a spring wardrobe. We've got a major trip that's going to be done in June. We're going to be back east and in the southern area of the country where it's hot and muggy, so you want clothes that are going to be light. And with the meetings that I've got, I wanted things that were comfortable. Casual is the style. And my goodness, I am not kidding when I bought a whole grouping of outfits that I was able to get for $150 because I walked in. I just got lucky. This happens to me so frequently. I walked into the store, and here's all these sales, and I started flipping through. I didn't have a whole bunch of time, but I love to shop till I drop anyway. And I just was going through some things. I found shirts that had been priced and blouses and slacks that had been priced, well, let's see, the slacks were like $70. I got them for $15. I mean, they were having these clearance sales. It was amazing. And this was here in Washington. And then on my business trip to California, I walk into a store, and here's all these big sale signs. And then if you had the chance to use one of their credit cards or whatever, then you got another 15% off. So, I mean, there's so many different things that you can do. You just have to stay attuned. And it does take discipline. But, hey, I got a brand new summer wardrobe that I didn't know that I was going to be able to get for a very small amount of money because I did some of the things that Ellie suggested to you. But that's something I learned a long time ago, too. And I had someone say to me once, that's negative thinking when you're out there. You should look at life as abundance. I said, well, that's fine. But sometimes life puts you on a budget, and if you're on a budget and that's what you're dealing with, then you make the best of what you have, and you make it work for you. So don't ever feel like you're being cheap or that that is a poor way of thinking or acting. There's a lot of good things in life that come that nobody's ever used, nobody's ever wanted to use, that you may have access to. You never know how your good's going to come. So don't feel badly. Don't talk down about the fact that maybe you don't have a lot of extra dollars at this time. You make do with what you've got, a little imagination, and you can have a lot of fun doing this too. Also, if you've got friends that are interested in doing the same thing, get on that telephone and call and say, keep me in mind. If you see anything special, do it. And another tip I'll share with you. Lots of times when you go to wholesale warehouses and you want to buy food and things like this, be aware of the fact that if you are just a single person or maybe there's just a couple in a family, you may not want to have 25 pounds of potatoes, well, or 25 pounds of whatever. So call a neighbor, call a friend, say, hey, you want to go Dutch on this with me? Maybe there's a couple of you that want to do that. One trip to the store, maybe three families can be taken care of, or maybe you want to donate it. So there's just all kinds of options to work with and all kinds of ways that you can do those special things that can enable you to keep more money in your pocket so that you can compound that through either savings, stocks, investments of one type or another. Trust me when I tell you that cash talks. And if you save your money and if you teach your children how to save money, they're going to have that cash handy when they want to go buy a car. They're going to be able to save money when they're able to pay cash, if they understand how to work with a dollar. So it's really worth cultivating. By the way, telephone lines are open. If you'd like to give me a call and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, here are the telephone numbers you can reach me through. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, Canadians, 888. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And we also have another direct line of 530-876-3222. 876-3222. And all you need to do, if you're a first-time listener, by the way, I want to welcome you to the show. So glad to have you as part of the listening family. But all you need to do is give me a call. Let me know your first name or initial. Of course, I'd like to know what part of the country you're calling in from. And then after that, I will be delighted to give you my insights. Remember, this is mental skill that I'm using, that I've worked with for a lot of years. After that, you'll be able to ask me a question about anything you like. So again, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. Okay. We have got a holiday that's coming up this month, Easter, and this is one where lots of women will get out their pans, they'll bake, they'll do all kinds of things. Well, how would you like to be able to fix something really special for that Easter brunch for your family, for your friends, and not have a lot of calories in it? Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a recipe here for a cheese Danish with dried fruit. Yes, believe me. The normal recipe is 410 calories. You can make a lightened up version for 153 calories per serving. How does that intrigue you? Well, I'm going to just ask you to go get your pad of paper and pen, and I'll give you that information. But I want to give you a chance to do that, and I'll tell you all about it. But before I give you the information on that, I want to tell you how here in the Pacific Northwest, we are having the most glorious weather. Freezing temperatures at night, but, oh, my goodness, it's getting up into the 50s, high 50s, low 60s. It's absolutely gorgeous out here, and the gardens are exploding with growth. Well, we've got so much green around here. We just absolutely love it when the flowers start coming up. Now, a lot of blooms, the crocus are out, but I have started noticing many of my neighbors bringing out the pansies. And I found out some information about pansies that's just really, really great. They are so hardy. I am amazed at how hardy these are. And, oh, they come in so many different colors, and they will just add a beauty to your garden that until your other flowers start coming up, your tulips and so many of the other wonderful, wonderful flowers, it's going to be a little bit of a hard time, a few more weeks before they start showing their and strutting their beautiful colors. Well, by golly, you can have a whole bunch of potted pansies. Just get them all. You get them at the store. You can either put them in your own pot, or someone suggested you take and put these pots of pansies that you get, put them in a big basket by your door. You can have all of this beautiful color by your front door, and people will be able to enjoy it when they come up. And it's really safe to put pansies out once your temperatures are staying up above 20 degrees. So even though we're getting down to freezing at night, pansies are hardy enough because it's only like about 30, 32 at night. They still withstand all of that cold. Now something, too, you may not have thought about this, but pansies can make a salad a gourmet dish. I went to a dinner once and they had pansies. Now, of course, you can eat them and you can have them in your own kitchen. Just make sure they haven't been sprayed with pesticides. You don't want to have any of that going into your system. So you can put pansies just everywhere, and they will just be absolutely beautiful. You can even decorate desserts with pansies. Again, you want to make sure that there's no pesticide on those pansies, that they haven't been sprayed. But, oh, they'll add so much color and so quickly, and they're one of those favorite flowers, and they're such a bargain to buy. So just look around and check things out and watch for those sales, because they are going to be there. The gardeners, the nurseries, don't want to keep them any longer than necessary. Okay, I promised you a cheese Danish with dried fruit. And if you want to give me a buzz, give me a call at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 for the U.S. Canadians, 888-815-9756 or 530-876. 3222. Okay, cheese Danish with dried fruit. You don't have to wait till Easter for this. You can fix it whenever you like. This is the light version. It's 153 calories per serving. So if you were really hungry, maybe you could have two. I'm not very good at dieting, if you could tell. Okay, here we go. 3 ounces of 1/3 less fat cream cheese. Now, this is not the non-fat. It's the 1/3 less fat cream cheese. 4 teaspoons of sugar. 1 tube, and that's an 8-ounce tube, of reduced-fat crescent dough. And you'll find that in the refrigerated section at your grocery store. You need 1/4 cup of dried fruit bits. And that can be mixed fruit, it can be raisins, whatever is your pleasure, but it has to be dried fruit bits. And then you're going to need 2 tablespoons of apricot preserves melted. And you might want to use another kind of preserve, but try the apricot first and see how you like it. This is how simple it is, really simple. You're going to preheat your oven to 375 degrees. Let that do its warm-up, and what you're going to do then is take a baking sheet and spray it with your favorite nonstick cooking spray. And then with your mixer on medium speed, you want to take the cream cheese and the sugar and beat them together until they're thoroughly blended. Then you take the dough, the reduced fat crescent dough, and you unroll it and you press the seams together. You spread the cream cheese mixture over the dough, sprinkle with fruit bits. And starting from a short side, you roll up the dough, and then you cut it into 8 rounds. You place that on baking sheets 2.5 inches apart, and you just very, very gently pass them. Well, I guess you don't want to pat too much, but you just want to take your fingers and sort of press them out so that they become nice rounds to about 2.5 inches in diameter. And then you're going to bake them for 10 minutes until they're golden, may not even be that long, in your oven. And you let them cool on a rack, and just before serving, then you brush them with the apricot preserve. Or if you have another preserve that you like, use that. But it is so simple and so easy and very little calories. What a treat that would be. Just something that really is going to tickle the taste buds, but it won't land up for 15 years on your hips. I think that's a very, very good idea. Donna Sebo here, and I want to just remind you to call me if you'd like, 877-876-5227. If you'd like for me to light up your life with a little insight, 888-815-9756. I have got a trip scheduled to Alaska for those of you that are going to, that are listening to me from Alaska. I'm going to be arriving up there next week, and my newsletter is going to be going out today. I'm getting some more information to put in it. Yes, my computer is working. Yahoo! And the email is working, so I'm going to be able to get everything out. So that is going to be going out, and I will have my schedule in the newsletter, and it will also be posted on my website within 24 hours after it goes out. I have a marvelous webmaster, Carol Ann, who just takes care of those things for me, and I so appreciate her. And also, I wanted to let you know at the end of this month, those of you in the state of Washington, there's the Pacific Northwest Women's Show. Now, they're celebrating their 20th year, and I've had the delightful privilege of interacting with them for the past 5 or 6 years, and it is such a joy to be a part of it. I'm going to be speaking every day. It is on the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th of this month. Ladies, block it out. Make time. Get together with your friends. Carpool in. We have got so much going on. It is absolutely awesome. Teresa Tapp is going to be there. She's going to be showing all of the people that come out about TTAP. I'm going to be speaking each day. We're going to be talking about the power of one every day. And then my booth is 406. You can look for me. Look for that bright yellow banner that says Donna Sebo Show, bbsradio.com. I'll be right underneath that banner sitting at my desk, and I'm doing many consultations, and I'm going to have all kinds of books there. Dirt cheap prices. I mean, it's just going to be wonderful. I do this every year, and it's a marvelous opportunity to meet with you. Now, go to their website, the Northwest Women's Show. Go to their website, northwestwomenshow.com. You'll find out all of the information you need. They'll tell you about parking. The show is going to be 10 to 6 every day. They'll talk to you about whatever you need to know. It's going to be right there on that site for your viewing pleasure. So go to the Northwest Women's Show and get everything you can. I hope to see you there. It's going to be a great event. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. Don't you go anywhere. The more good things to share. We're going to be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyND.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. One person can make a difference. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you will hear me say this over and over again because I really believe this. Each and every one of us have been gifted in some way to bring a reality of what I consider good, positive, and best into life. Well, there's a woman, Sherry Humphreys, that I think I'd like to share her story with you today because she's a teacher. Good teachers should be given reward. They should be able to get that appreciation, good salaries for what they do. I have a very strong attitude about that. She is a teacher of 7th and 8th graders. Now, that is a tough age. They're just entering into puberty, and this middle school science teacher, Sherry Humphreys, she really has a passion for her job. Her students love her, and she gets results. Now, her situation is a little bit unique in that all of her students are deaf. And she said, as a teacher, she recognizes that these kids that she's working with have language situations to deal with that the average child that has normal hearing, they don't have to deal with at all. So she really is a strong advocate for science and math. And she said, I like to immerse them in science. Now, what she does as a teacher, she engages her students with hands-on projects, such as baking. And what she does, she encourages them in baking projects so that they can model different types of rocks. And I had to chuckle because the statement was made that s'mores, that just about anybody who's ever gone camping knows about that, the graham cracker, the chocolate, and the marshmallows. Did you know they look a lot like volcanic rock? Also, her students have built a giant 10-foot plastic cube representing a cell membrane. She's even taken a class on a 4-day camping trip to teach them about ecology. Now, she was an undergrad at Northern Illinois University, and she was going to become a traditional teacher. But there was a class that she attended that changed her life, and it was a class on special needs, and she became intrigued with teaching the deaf. And she said the professor who was in charge of deaf education became her mentor. So she took 2 sign language classes and has used her time in her own classroom to develop fluency. And she said, I'm very fortunate because the kids work well with me and they've taught me a lot. Now, her school is in a state residential school area for deaf kids, and she's watched a lot of these kids over the years grow up, and she said, you get to know them really, really well. You can tell. You learn how to read their body language if they're having a bad day, and you figure out how you can help them work through it, how to balance what they need to balance. And she said she's not afraid of challenges, not Sherry. She said she has added some very special things to her students' curriculum. One item she added was Holocaust education. She said, I put science on hold for 2 weeks out of the year to talk to the kids about it. She wants her students to be understanding of various things in history, not just science. And she was named Teacher of the Year by the Regional Alliance for Science, Engineering, and Mathematics because of her way of reaching these children. She said, I follow a particular method, good communication, responsibility, relationships, and respect. Those are the things she believes very strongly in. She believes in giving them to her students, and as a teacher, she has earned respect from a lot of people, her students included. So I just wanted to share that with you because a person makes a difference. I have a commentary in my newsletter on Alexander Graham Bell. It's just a little short commentary. This is a man who got into the research of wanting to improve the life for his wife and his mother, both of whom were deaf. He wanted to do that. Why? Because it was significant to him. He saw how much their lives could be improved if they had their hearing or something that would enable them to hear. Today, we have cell phones. We don't think twice about this. We just take them for granted. But Alexander Graham Bell is the man that got the patent on electricity and on the development of the phone. And our lives are much richer today because of it. All because there were 2 people that were deaf in his family, and he wanted to empower their lives in one way or another. One person with a passion can make a wonderful difference in life. And in both cases, both in the case of Sherry, who is a teacher, and Alexander Graham Bell, the lives that they affect, the effect goes rippling out forever and ever. This is Donna Sebo. We've run out of time today. Tomorrow we've got a fabulous guest. We've got Robin Kelly in New Zealand, human antennae. Ah, you're going to have a lot more to you than you ever realize that you're going to find out about. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You make a difference just by being who you are. Always polish yourself. Always be willing to make that extra step, to take that risk of investing in yourself. Because when you do that, you're going to bless and multiply your own good. Who knows how many times over. And you'll enrich and bless the lives of the people who cross your path. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.